That track was Living Room with Zion Garcia by Jerome Blase. Jerome joins me now. He is a multi-talented artist, a songwriter, producer, pianist, and vocalist who earlier this year released his sophomore album titled Living Rooms. Jerome will also be taking the stage this Saturday at Oxford Art Factory's 18th birthday celebrations alongside his full band. Here to chat to us now, welcome to 2SER, Jerome.
Hi. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
You put an album together earlier this year called Living Rooms.
Yeah.
Tell us about this project.
So we released kind of the original version of it at the end of last year and then did this deluxe version this year, which had a bunch of remixes on it. It's a very collaborative project, probably the most collaborative thing that I've done. Kind of bringing a lot of my friends and people I know from a really wide circle of musicians and a very eclectic circle of musicians, bringing them all together into my home studio, which is in my living room. Just capturing a real kind of cross-section of Sydney music. It's kind of like a portrait of Sydney in a way from my perspective and like documenting my experience of that through other people.
Yeah, beautifully said. And along with the music, you've created these amazing music videos alongside the album.
Yeah.
Time Passing, a track off the album, is a standout for me
because
every piano chord is like, to paint you a picture, it's paired with a hue of different light. And it follows you through the music making process. It's a very cool concept because you get to see sort of you at the piano and then sort of the other collaborators you're working with.
Yeah, I'm glad you watched that video actually because I feel like because it was at the end of the campaign and the video dropped alongside the album, it didn't like I wasn't able to put it quite as much focus on that video as I wanted to. But that was the last video we shot out of the whole album.
Oh, wow.
So by that time, we'd really dialed in like how to get the living room looking good lighting wise. And, you know, it was really a combination of what we learned from all the other videos. So I'm glad you
like
that video.
Yeah, I do really like it. And you didn't stop at that music video either. You also released sort of the living room based videos for the album. Also, like the album's title track, Living Room and Let Your Heart Fill Up.
Yeah.
They're sort of similar. In the same way, it's this series of videos filmed in the same space, which is your living room. Were these songs written in that same space?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, awesome.
You know, bits and pieces were probably not, but they really came together in the living room. It's a very inspiring space.
And can you tell us about the creative process for these music videos as well?
It's interesting you ask because I'm just thinking about a music video for a song that's coming up. And I've been thinking back to like, okay, how did I figure out like how to do this for the other songs? And I think it all starts with me just literally sitting down and trying to think about what... what would be cool, like what would be both achievable and like represent the music well and kind of like enhance the music, which sounds sort of like very simple. But then from that point, I collaborate with James Sabotin, who's the director and DOP of the videos. And we kind of talk about like how to realize them in a practical sense, because often I'll have like big ideas and he's like, oh, you can't do that.
Tone it down.
Yeah.
And more recently, you've been working on a project of field recording around various Sydney landmarks, including Hyde Park, Central Station, St. Mary's Cathedral, just to name a few. Can you tell us about this project?
Yeah. Well, I've been working on new music since the deluxe album dropped. I've kind of gone back into writing mode, which has been really nice. And I was trying to think of ways to kind of deepen the aesthetics that I set out with the album. And there's a lot of field recordings on Living Room. And I think it helps really place it. I've always loved field recordings just tied into music. And I thought, like, often that was just me sort of dropping in archival field recordings. But I thought, like, why not go out and sort of try and capture really specific places around Sydney in, like, a very intentional way and in kind of higher quality than I have before? And why not at the same time just bring a little keyboard and sort of try and play along to what I'm hearing in the field recordings? So, yeah, it's just been a good sort of practice for, like, generating material, and I can then take those field recordings or the things that I make and resample them and turn them into new things.
And I see on your Instagram as well, you've been making sort of videos that you can follow along with. But the public seem to be interacting as well with you. They come up to you and they ask you what you're doing. Yeah. What's that been like?
Great. I mean, that's kind of the stuff that I, like, want to happen. I realized after the first few that when I'm doing them, I must look quite focused because people don't, like, I've got headphones on and people don't want to, like, bother you. So I've tried to sort of, like, look up a little bit more and encourage that interaction. I've even thought about, like, putting a sign out or something, but that seems a bit I don't know, maybe a bit weird, but maybe I'll like bring a speaker in or something. But yeah, as I've started to sort of look up a little bit more and try and engage with people just, like, by looking around, people have started to come up to me and ask me questions and stuff, which I think is really fun because then you get that, you capture that in the recording as well.
I think they just might be, they just must be so intrigued because they can't really hear anything. It's obviously all in your headphones and they're like, what is this guy doing on this park bench?
And I've got a few, you know, like, bits of technology lying around, so it kind of probably looks a bit weird.
And this Saturday, the 13th of September, you'll be playing at Oxford Art Factory as a part of their 18th birthday celebrations, and you'll be joined by your entire band there.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, good. It's the first, it feels like the first show that I've done in a sec. In reality, I think my last show was only a few months ago. But yeah, it'll be good to get back together with the band. I'm going to test out some new music, one song in particular that I've been kind of working on quite a lot. So I'm sort of excited to incorporate that into the set. It always gives me a good, some good sort of context for the music and helps me see if I need to change anything or see how people react. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, wonderful. And the lineup is stacked.
We've got amazing.
Girl on Girl coming and Father's Favorite, Liquid Zoo. Is there anyone in particular you're excited to see?
Well, there's two sort of local Sydney acts that I'm sort of adjacent to. One of them I know, but I've been meaning to get to their gigs heaps and they're both on the lineup. It's 198 Archie and Jacob Turl, both making really, just really interesting music. And yeah, I've missed all of their, they've done quite a few gigs, but I missed all of them. So I'm keen to have them both in the one night and yeah, check them out.
Yeah, awesome. And this is a free event.
Yes.
How can people sign up?
It's just on the Oxford Art website. Yeah, I just looked before. It's really easy. So
easy.
Yeah, you can just RSVP.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Jerome Blase, thank you so much for joining me in studio today. It's been absolutely wonderful to chat with you. And I really admire your work and I look forward to seeing you perform this Saturday at Oxford Art Factory for the venue's 18th birthday celebration. You can register for your free ticket on the Oxford Art Factory website. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
This track is Time Passing, one of my favourites from the album Living Room by Jerome.